Welcome to the 112 Degrees Navigating Narcissistic Relationship podcast. I am your host, Steph Meesh, and this podcast is where we explore the complexities of narcissistic relationships. The practical tips, shared experiences, and expert advice are designed to help you understand, cope with, and ultimately break free from these very difficult relationship types. In today's episode, we delve into three initial signs of narcissistic behavior: love bombing, moving too quickly, and isolation. So when we talk about love bombing, we speak about the excessiveness of different things associated and centered around love. First, compliments. Compliments consist of constantly mentioning how beautiful you are, how they've never met anyone like you before, how you are the best thing that has ever happened to them, how you two make such a great couple, and are constantly talking about and making plans for you and your future together. Communication. Communication consists of calling, constant texting, and I'm talking a lot, and sending telegrams, Instagrams, honeygrams, any type of grams, smoke signals, emails, you name it, any form of communication. They are trying to reach you like crazy. And you're like, this is great, right? This is how a new relationship is supposed to be. Wait a minute, I'm deserving. There's nothing wrong with this. This is cool, right? The fact that you have to question whether it's right or wrong, or whether it's too much or too little, it's just something to think about. Connection. Now, narcissists are also notorious about loving everything you love initially. They want to do everything you want to do. They want to go everywhere you want to go. They love everything that you are interested in. They want to do everything you want to do. And it could be anything. It could be music. It could be your style. It could be your accent, your shoes, your earlobes, your cheekbones, you name it, they're into it. And it just continues and continues like the Energizer Bunny. It's like they love everything and all, anything about you, just all the things. And if they can afford it, they will buy their way into your heart. They will buy, purchase, order anything your little heart desires because they aim to please. And mind you, we're talking about initially. So we just want to keep that in mind. So the reason why it's called love bombing in the first place is because all of the issues or activities centered around love is so overwhelming to the point where you really have to question whether it's really necessary or if it's real. So here again, the fact that you have to question the integrity of what is happening is a red flag. Okay, number two, moving too quickly. Narcissists have no time to get in and get all the way in as quickly as possible, like starting the relationship. Shortly after you meet a narcissist, they are very quick to actually somewhat pressure you to a point to start a relationship, saying they love you or just really pushing towards a bond, some type of connection or some type of commitment. They have no problems saying that they love you. And you're like, wait a minute, we just met. Like, you don't even know my favorite color. Like, we haven't even gotten to that part in the conversation yet. But they will throw those words out there. Wanting to exchange keys to your home or to your car. Hey, let's switch cars. Well, you could just take mine. You could take my car. You know, hey, I want you to have a key to my place. You know, we're the best couple. Like, we're really good for each other. This is great for me. I hope it's great for you. This is like a seal, a bond of trust. Here's my key. Or even moving in with them. So you have your place, they have their place, and they're like, conveniently, hey, we spend a lot of time with each other anyway. We care about each other. I see where this is going somewhere. We should just move in together. Now, I move in with you, like you move in with me, because narcissists like to be in control. So they'd rather have you in their territory rather than they be in yours. But they will, If you have more than what they have, trust and believe they will move in with you too, because control is control. It doesn't matter where they're located. So just wanted to throw that out there. So the reason for the rush in forming a relationship or even getting engaged or even claiming to love you is to seal the deal. So now they've got you caught up in all of the material things. Now they're saying that they love you, even though you're not quite there yet, but you're so engulfed in the pressure and the amount, the abundance of it all. You're like, I guess it's okay. You know what? It's pretty cool. I'm deserving. Then you go back and start talking yourself into it. Like, I'm deserving. I can do this. This makes sense. I can see that. Okay. You're not telling anybody because you don't want anybody to say, what? Girl, that does not make any sense at all. Are you kidding me? You guys just met. So you don't say anything. So you just go for it. You know, you're just doing what you do. So now that you've been roped and tied, the narcissist needs to make sure that you don't have time to discover any of their selfishness or any of their ill tactics. Also, they need to make sure there's no room for you to consider anyone else. Also, you would be so wrapped up into them that you don't even have time or interest at this point to leave and observe what's really happening. So you can't step outside of the situation because everything is going like a whirlwind and you don't have time to step out and see what's actually happening on the inside. So here's the thing. As they say, you can't see the picture when you're the frame. So they just continue to rush and compound you with all of this goodness, all of this lusciousness that is just so irresistible that you just can't get your mind right. Okay. So the next initial obvious point is isolation. During the midst of all of these things and all of this love bombing and all of this, all these calls and conversation and text messaging and gifts and all types of, you know, let's have a relationship, you know, let's get committed, let's put a name on it, let's seal a deal. They will consume all of your time. So any little extra time that you have, that's going to be filled with those phone calls, with those text messages, with the knock on the door, with the ring at the bell, or with the smoke signal, or with the song and dance. Somehow, they are going to be in touch with you on a regular to a point where you literally cannot breathe. And on here again, on one hand, it sounds good. And it's like, you know what? It's not that bad. I can't believe he is so into me. But you know what? I really am cool. He should be into me. Like, I got this. Now, the other thing they will do rather immediately is introduce you to their circle of friends, but also be cognizant that they're not looking to be introduced or to meet your friends. They want to introduce you to their friends, which is another area that looks like such a noble and beautiful arrangement, but it's designed this way for a reason, because if they're introduced to your friends can see that something is going on kind of crazy here. So they're not in the soup, you know, they're not in the forest, so they can see the trees, and the narcissist knows that. So they're not going to have them telling you what, you know, breaking down what they've planned or what they have going on. They also, in that case, want to move you away from your friends and family members. You know, your friends and your family are your safety net. They are your eyes and ears. When you're caught up in the beginning or being swooned in a relationship with someone new, your friends and family members, your loved ones are the ones who can really see what's happening from the outside and just only having a clue on the inside because you're so overwhelmed and time consumed. You don't have time to really even step out to take a look or to even tell them because you're on the fence. It's really a good feeling. So it's kind of like you want to tell them, but you kind of don't. The narcissist knows that he kind of have you, you know, on the seesaw. So there you have it. Those are the three initial manipulation tactics that narcissists use to get you locked in so they can ultimately take full advantage of you, achieve their personal goals of financial support, sex, and elite social status, or whatever it is they've sought you out to achieve or to get. That's what they're doing. So remember, narcissists are opportunists. They only see relationships as an opportunity to get ahead or to get what they want. As a result, you, as a new romantic partner, you're treated like an object. You're simply a means to an end. Narcissists lack that area of substance and sincerity. So That's why it sounds bad. It sounds really bad, but it's just to bring awareness to the situation. And then one last thing. I'm not saying that people who are interested in cultivating a healthy relationship do not shower their partners with gifts. I'm not saying they don't call them to see how they're doing and text them periodically here and there. I'm not saying that they won't be interested in marrying you rather soon. They may have an idea, but you know, most people realize that anything worth having is worth waiting for and taking time to cultivate. The difference lies in the spirit behind what the person is doing. The spirit behind true gift giving and patience and quality time requested from a person that you're interested in cultivating a relationship for is very authentic and selfless. They are truly interested in you as a person, not as an object. However, in the narcissistic relationship, because they already have an agenda, the spirit behind the narcissist's giving is self-serving and manipulative. Even if down the road they are calculating all of these things that they are doing and they are expecting a return later on. This is not even a business transaction, but trust and believe the narcissist is looking for their return on their investment. Their ROI is very important. So they are not spending this time with you for no reason. They are opportunists. They will pretend to be whatever you need them to be and say whatever they think you want to hear so that they can achieve their goal. It's like the rose and dagger mentality. Fair warning, not trying to scare anybody out of a relationship or out of an opportunity. Just want you to be cognizant of narcissistic tactics because they are very good at what they do. And you will never know what hit you until you're down the road somewhere questioning the relationship as to whether or not you made the right decision. And then more on that a little bit later. Thank you so much for joining us this week on 112 Degrees, Navigating Narcissistic Relationships. You will find more resources and content on my website at desire2ir.com. That's desire, the number two, ir.com. Also, don't forget to rate, share, and subscribe. And be sure to tune in next week for our next episode as we trailblaze a path to unlock the true love you deserve. Thank you so much. And if you have any questions or if you want to email any information, you may also email me at sms@desire2ir.com. We'd be happy to hear from you. Until next time.